By candlelight, they crept along until they came to a place where the tunnel ended abruptly. But it ended not with a wall, but with a sudden huge nothingness that made them gasp and step back. A few feet beyond their shoes was a sheer, dizzying drop. They looked out into a cave so enormous that it seemed almost as big as the world outside. Far down at the bottom shone a cluster of lights.
"It's Ember,"
Lina whispered. They could see the tiny bright streets crossing each other, and the squares, little chips of light, and the dark tops of buildings. Just beyond the edges was the immense darkness.
"Oh, our city, Dune. Our city is at the bottom of a hole."
She gazed down through the gulf, and all of what she had believed about the world began to slowly break apart.
"We were underground," she said. "Not just the pipeworks, everything."
She could hardly make sense of what she was saying. Dune crouched on his hands and knees, looking over the edge. He squinted, trying to see minute specks that might be people.
"What's happening there, I wonder? Could they hear us if we shouted?"
"I don't think so. We're much too far up."
"Maybe if they looked into the sky, they'd see our candle," said Lina. "But no, I guess they wouldn't. The street lamps would be too bright."
"Somehow, we have to get word to them," said Dune.
And that was when the idea came to Lina.
"Our message," she cried. "We could send our message."
And they did. From her pocket, Lina took the message that Dune had written, the one that was supposed to have gone to Clary, explaining everything. In small writing, they squeezed in this note at the top. "Dear people of Ember, we came down the river from the pipeworks and found the way to another place. It is green here and very big. Light comes from the sky. You must follow the instructions in this message and come on the river. Bring food with you. Come as quickly as you can. Lina Mayfleet and Dune Harrow." They wrapped the message in Dune's shirt and put a rock inside it. Then they stood in a row at the edge of the chasm, Dune in the middle holding Poppy's hand and Lina's. Lina took aim at the heart of the city, far beneath her feet. With all her strength, she cast the message into the darkness, and they watched as it plunged down and down. Mrs. Murdo, walking even more briskly than usual to keep her spirits up, was crossing Harkin Square when something fell to the pavement just in front of her with a terrific thump.
"How extraordinary," she thought,
bending to pick it up. It was a sort of bundle. She began to untie it.